Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. What does the doctor prescribe today on this beautiful sunny day? Maybe a little bit of happy pills because I am a cranky bitch today. It's not nice. So that means if you're behind me or in front of me in a car, I'll probably beep my horn. Luckily, I'm riding my bike, so I am of danger to no one. That said, we're going to start with a very interesting group called July Talk. They started in Toronto, Ontario in 2012, and they're two lead singers. When you watch their videos, they have a really interesting cat and mouse kind of play in every single one of their songs. The lead singers are Peter Drymanis and Leah Faye Goldstein, and they're just fantastic. So listen up. This is Picturing Love. That was from their 2016 album Touch, that was July Talk and Picturing Love. It talks about a phenomena that has come up over the last few, maybe couple of decades regarding, I don't know, I feel like it talks about the use of cell phones and how we are using social media for our pleasure instead of actively being pleased outside of our own home. The verses Picturing Love for me signifies this kind of voyeurism that happens when you look at Facebook or Instagram that can lead to interesting psychoses such as paranoia. That being the title of our next song by a group called Barstool Prophets. They were an activity in the 1990s, they started in Ontario in 1989 and they were active until the mid 90s. This song is Paranoia. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with a doctor. That last song was by Barstool Prophets, and they, like I said, they were in existence from 1989 until the mid 90s. They're no longer a band, and that's unfortunate because I don't mind their vibe. It's kind of cool, actually. Have you ever been paranoid there's nothing that puts me more into a crazy space than being in a crappy relationship. I'm luckily not currently in a crappy relationship, but when I sit there and talk to friends of mine who are currently experiencing crappy relationships, I'm often reminded by this push and pull of what happens when you're in a relationship, when you fight and you love and you fight and you love, and it becomes this hypnotic and a cyclical kind of space where mediation is either needed or maybe perhaps it's time to move on. This next song is related to that. It's called Push and Pull, again by July Talk from their 2016 album Touch. Enjoy. That was from July Could Talk, their 2016 album Touch, and the song Push and Pull. That's an interesting song. I really like the lyrics of that song, and I particularly love the male lead singer. I find that he could put me to sleep by reading me poems by Leonard Cohen. No problem. On that note, one of the things that you can chalk up to being in a tumultuous relationship is being too young. Now, I have the philosophy of life that dictates that we don't live in a hallway filled with doors and windows. I don't like the idea of it being a closed structure because I think life is like a spider web of fanned ideas and experiences. And if you look at it from a linear perspective, you just don't get to fully enjoy what is in front of you. I look at it more along the lines of we are in like this forest of thresholds, and the thresholds that you, these learning experiences you need, will come up over and over and over again until you finally get it. So when you're in a relationship or you're in a situation that doesn't necessarily make you feel happy or comfortable, or it makes you feel in conflict, it is not necessarily because you're not mature enough, and you're not, it's not because you're just a kid, which is the title of this next song by Simple Plan. It comes from their album, their 2002 album. This is almost 23 years ago. No pads, no helmets, just balls. It's a Canadian band who won several Juno and Jack Richardson's awards. This is I'm Just a Kid.
I woke up, it was 7. I waited till 11 to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all alone when you're spending every day on your own? And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid, I know that it's not fair. Nobody cares, cause I'm alone and the world is having more fun than me tonight. And maybe when the night is dead, I'll crawl into my bed. I'm staring at these four walls again. I'll try to think about the last time I had a good time. Everyone's got somewhere to go, and they're gonna leave me here on my own. And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
I'm no longer a kid, and I don't think I love that song. I think I'm not even sure in 2002 when I was much younger, 20 years ago, as all of us were, or some of you probably didn't even exist yet, that I loved Simple Plan. I think that they're a really good band, but they were a little too kitsch for me. They remind me a little bit about like in between of Sum 41 and Nickelback. And I'm not a huge Nickelback fan at all, despite the fact that they come from the same province that I come from. On that note, we're going to move and switch gears to this phenomenal vocalist. I just found her by chance, and looking at an article looking for specific female alternative singers that are more recent. And this woman here, her name is Jasmine Burke, and she is a Canadian vocalist. She is fantastic. She's from Toronto, Ontario. And her band consists of four other members, Morgan Waters, who is the guitarist, Spencer Cole is the bassist, and is the drummer, and Zach Bynes is the bassist. And frankly, oh my goodness, her voice is moving. So I'll let you listen to this and we'll reflect on it while she's singing. This is the song Walk Away. That was Walk Away by Weaves. I just love her voice, and I think it's just lovely. Honestly, it just struck me so much to the core of who I am. When you listen to her voice, it's like she has several different tonalities all at once when she's singing. It's remarkable. Similar to, I think it was Paul, or maybe it was John Lennon from the Beatles. Could have been Paul McCartney. I always mix the two up when they're singing. That's horrible. Don't tell my friends. Anyway, that said, this next one is by The Watchmen, All Uncovered. Here we go on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. Mm-hmm.
such a place that I want you to be. Look at the pictures you've gotten, and like signals from oncoming cars. We're covered in the cake from the last time. I know it sounds weird, we collect it in jars. Is that just the place that I wanna be?
I really like the group The Watchmen. I have brought them to the studio before, not brought them to the studio, but we've listened to them before in the studio. And I like them because they have they almost have a folk song kind of lyrical thing going on. And they're musically, though, it's very alternative rock. And what I think is really interesting about the last two songs that we listened to, one from Weaves and this one from The Watchmen, is that there's this paradox in both of these, songs, or at least there's an underlying theme of the delicateness of being able to protect yourself at the same time of being in a vulnerable and intimate situation, which I think is really cool, which doesn't bring me into any segue for the next song. The next song on the list is by Simple Plan again. It's by Weather Station, excuse me. and this is a Toronto band. There's a lot of bands coming from Toronto today. And they originated in 2006. And what I like about this, well, this is a little bit different because it's a folk song. What I like about this song, though, is the vocalics of the lead singer. She's relatively new to the group, and she started in 2022. This is Weather Station and the song 30.
And now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Weather Station.
There was a time you put your hand on the small of my back. I was surprised that you touched me like that. But there in your hand was a current of life I could hardly stand. A state still that I didn't imagine. If I did, I'd make some joke of it. It was strange how I could feel so sane, so plain when you're around. Yeah, I could see it so simple, unsubtle, impossible, clearly and strange, far and as close as a mountain range. On the horizon, driving all day, there I was so sane, so plain after everything.
Was the song 30 by the band Weather Station. It was a folk song from a Canadian band headed by lead singer Tamara Lindman. I'm always afraid that I'm going to pronounce the last names wrong because I'm dyslexic, so I have some issues unless I know how to spell it myself. Just reading it off of a page doesn't help me. The next song on the list kind of falls into the same thematics category. When you talk about lessons being learned, that seems to be the theme of today. I don't know why it's on the, we're talking about karma or lessons in life or thresholds in life to be walked through as we age and mature and become and develop better ourselves into better human beings. The next song is from Simple Plan again, but this is featuring Sum 41's lead singer, and it talks about what I feel like a scorned man in relationship. If you listen really close to the lyrics, he's complaining about, or he's commenting about how he perhaps shouldn't have been so hung up on a person for as long as he was. This is Ruin My Life.
I used to lie awake and let you occupy my mind. I used to put you first and always leave myself behind. And I'll admit you got real close, but I'll be sleeping fine tonight. Sorry, I don't mean to disappoint you. You didn't ruin my life. Why'd I let you in my
That was Ruin My Life by Derek Wimbley and Simple Plan. It comes from their 2002 album, Harder Than It Looks. And from a lyrical perspective, I'm kind of eye-rolling about how whiny the singer was about how so adamant he was that this woman had so much power over him to ruin his life and that he was able to overcome it. Yay, hoorah, male power. Now, again, I stated at the beginning of this session that I'm a little cranky today, so perhaps that's taking over in my interpretation of this song, and I'm going to respond and rebuttal with Warface from Lowell. Now, Lowell is a recent singer. She is known, her full name is Elizabeth Lowell Boland, and she is known, her stage name is Lowell, and she is a singer that generally does a lot of collaborations and writing with people like Madison Lee and Haley Steinfeld and even Tate McRae. I love her voice. I love the lyrics of this song, and I found it very, very empowering. So it's almost the opposite of what I was listening in the Simple Plan song that we just previously listened to. So this is the song Warface, and it's fantastic. Have a listen.
Love fades like a wave, changing season. Pull up my sleeves and I got my purple, I got my jacket. I won't be hurting, I won't be hurting. You and me howling, you and me howling, you and me howling at the moon. I am howling, I am howling, I am howling, but not for you. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? I'm never gonna take you back again. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? I'm never gonna take you back again. Love don't behave, can't catch a break. You left me bleeding, got away with treason. I led the battle into the trenches. I learned my lessons, I count my blessings. Cause you and me howling, you and me howling, you and me howling at the moon. I am howling, I am howling, I am howling, not for you. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? And I'm never gonna take you back again. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? And I'm never gonna take you back again. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? And I'm never gonna take you back again. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? And I'm never gonna take you back again. All of my horses and all of my men couldn't take us back together again. All of my horses and all of my men couldn't put us back together again. All of my horses and all of my men couldn't put us back together again. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? I'm never gonna take you back again. How am I war face? How am I war face? How am I war face? And I'm never gonna take you back again. And I'm never gonna take you back again. And I'm never gonna take you back again. And I'm never gonna take you back again.
That was Warface by Lowell, and I thought that song was just fantastically opposite to the previous song by Simple Plan, Ruin My Life. One thing particularly is that she is saying with acceptance and strength that it's time to move on for her. And what better way to stick it to a former partner that has scorned you than just accept that they are no longer there? That is fantastic. Next song on the list is by Finger 11. Now, Finger 11 is a band that started quite a few years ago. They started in Burlington, Canada in 1989, and they are still rocking even after all of this time. They've won several Juno Awards and Music Video Awards and Album of the Year Awards and so on. And this song is not too bad. It's a little harder rock than the former song, but I think it works in terms of the powerful lyrical content that we just heard. This is Finger 11 and Together Right.
When the bad news breaks and I'm there in the headlines, when I'm too stunned to move and I'm caught in the headlights, I got bad intentions and the world against me. Just wanna make it clear who you're defending. It's me and you.
That was Finger 11 with Together Right. And why I said earlier is they are still rocking after being in the music scene since 1989. This album, this last song comes from their Finger 11 album, Together Right, from 2023. And they are hardcore rocking, man. They have the same kind of energy as Mick Jagger on stage. And I've seen him live. He was fantastic. Actually, this is a little anecdote that I'll share with you. This was very, very many years ago, and this I was stage floor center, and I had this scarf. It was in Edmonton, Alberta, and it was in the middle of late September, and oh, it was a fantastic concert. And during the intermission, everybody was dispersing and going to get beers, and I'm not a drinker, so I went with this. Knitted orange and black scarf that I knitted myself, that I had knitted for that time I knitted it for my husband. He never ever wore it. And I had this conversation with my mother the day before, and she said, you have to go and meet Mick Jagger and get him to sign something. So anyway, I put a little bow around it, and I went to the security guard and I said, you know, my mother is not very well. She was supposed to come with me, and I had to come with someone, and I had this whole concocted story. And the gentleman at the security thing was taking, you know, that there's this velvet line. He was just about to unhook it to let me go in to see Mick Jagger with this scarf that I had told him that I knitted for him. And my husband at the time comes and he says, what are you doing? And I have the scarf in my hand with a little bow. And I said, I'm going to go meet Mick Jagger. And he grabs my arm and he says, what do you mean? That's my scarf. He completely ruined the vibe. And the security guard looked at me and nodded his head back and forth and went, you almost got me. So anyway, this Finger 11 has that kind of energy, and I think they're a phenomenal band. The next song on the list has also the same kind of energy. They're very, very hard rock. They're super heavy. They're super almost like rage metal. This is Sumo Psycho from the album Initiation in 2021. And this is, their lead singer is a female, and I cannot believe she can do this with her voice. This is Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. I hope this song brings you a little bit of vitamin happy, because it's starting to make me happy. That was Some Psycho and the song Bystander from her 2021 album. I'm not a big fan of rage rock like that. I'm sure that's not the name of it, but because I find it really hard to sing and I love to sing. So I prefer songs that are really lyrical and then they have meaning and then I can sing to them or play guitar to them. But this one, I don't know, it had me kind of jumping in my seat. And luckily the backrest of this chair that I'm sitting on is really wonky. So I can rock like as though I were in a boat. The next song on the list is going to slow us down a little. We only have about 5 more minutes. The French song from France. She's Pomme. I think all of you probably already know her. This is a song called Soleil, Soleil. But she's singing with 2 Québécois singers, the Sœurs Boulin. So as we end this session of 1 hour, I am slightly happier than I was at the beginning of the session. So I'm very happy. I'm glad the vitamin D is kicking in, and I wish you a happy and not cranky afternoon and drive time. Be safe, be happy, and don't be too sorry. This is Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor.
Pourquoi, quand vient l'hiver et le grand froid, on voudrait tous mourir. Comme si c'était la première fois que la nuit tombait dans nos bras, on voudrait tous partir. Retrouver le soleil qui nous manque, qui va brûler toutes nos peines. Le soleil qui nous hante, où revient soleil, soleil. Ne regardez jamais en bas, où le méchant loup vous mangera. À 3 et faire une chaîne avec nos bras sur la route du sud. Retrouver le soleil qui nous manque, qui va brûler toutes nos peines. Le soleil qui nous hante, où revient soleil. On ne va pas tous mourir. Entre les braises, on marchera et la nuit noire nous embrassera. On pourra tous partir. On pourra tous partir.